This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Yoshi from Redmond is. Yoshi, are you there?
I'm here.
My name is Taryn. I am your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those who are playing at home, Yoshi will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What cereal uses the slogan, "They're magically delicious"?
Pass. Lucky Charms.
Correct. Which planet's atmosphere smells like rotten eggs?
Venus.
No.
Pass.
How many legs do ants have?
6.
Correct. What 90s sitcom starred the Tanner family?
Full House.
Correct. The first written constitution was adopted in what country?
France.
No.
Italy, Spain.
Nope. In what decade did the Big Mac debut at McDonald's?
82, 83, 84.
No. Which U.S. state has the largest population of black bears?
California, Alaska.
Alaska,
Montana.
Yes. On a standard keyboard, what letter is between Q and E?
Q-R.
No.
A.
No.
Pass.
Oh, who wrote the play Othello?
Shakespeare.
Correct. Yoshi, you got 5 correct.
Do you think Yoshi got it? Do you think he's going to beat Mario? I mean, Migs.
I think there might be some tricky ones on here.
I agree.
I've taken plenty of blows from Mario.
Mario, I mean, Steve Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What cereal uses the slogan, "They're magically delicious"?
Frosted Flakes. No. Lucky Charms.
Correct. Which planet's atmosphere smells like rotten eggs?
That would be Uranus.
Correct. How many legs do ants have?
8?
No.
12?
No.
10?
No. What 90s sitcom starred the Tanner family?
The Tanners. Home Improvement.
No.
Roseanne.
No.
What?
DJ Tanner. What the hell is it? Full House.
Correct. Oh. The first written constitution was adopted in which country?
United States of America.
Correct. In what decade did the Big Mac debut at McDonald's?
50s.
No.
60s.
Correct. Which U.S. state has the largest population of black bears?
That would be Washington.
No.
Montana.
No.
California.
No. On a standard keyboard, what letter is between Q and the E?
R.
No.
S.
No.
T?
No. Who wrote Othello?
Shakespeare.
Correct. What color do bananas glow under a blacklight?
Green.
No.
Purple?
No.
Pink?
No.
Damn it.
Steve, yes. You got 6 correct, which is a win.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, Yoshi.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you, Yoshi.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Yoshi knew that ants have 6 legs. And he also knew that the U.S. state with the largest population of black bears is Alaska.
Oh, that's a very good answer.
Between the Q and the E, you will find the W.
There it is, right there, yeah.
And the color of the bananas...
Freaking QWERTY.
There you go. The color of the bananas glow under a black light is blue.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fun. That's a fun factoid for you.
Yeah, next time I'm, you know, at a strip club with a banana in my hand. Wait a second.
Wow.
I'll just leave it at that. I'm going to see myself out, guys.
Yes.
Have a great day.
This Saturday, we are all going to be in Stanwood for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. We've convinced the men's room to come to our little party. It's starting at 11 a.m., and we're going to kick things off at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. We have been trying to find a Grand Marshal for the parade.
Yes.
This is a necessity. You have to have a Grand Marshal. So we think we found the right guy. But did he flat out turn us down?
Was it Tyler Lockett?
You're going to hear the audio and tell you what happened after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
This Saturday, we are all going to be in Stanwood, my hometown, for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. We would love for you to come and join us. We're going to be kicking it off at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon.
Can't wait.
And obviously, if you're going to do a parade, you have to have a proper Grand Marshal. Otherwise, what are you even, you know, trying to put together?
You need a marching band and you need a Grand Marshal.
Those are key items. So a few listeners have suggested a Grand Marshal, my son Barrett.
Yeah, and I actually, besides Tyler Lockett, who's leaving the Seahawks, who has yet to reply to our social media requests, Barrett's my number 2.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I decided to run it by my 5-year-old to see how he felt about this.
Buddy.
What?
He's like, I'm busy, Mom. What is he doing at this moment when you're asking him?
He is playing with his new brooder toy, which is a Jeep with a trailer that an excavator sits on.
Well, duh.
Of course.
It always has to have an excavator, right?
Always an excavator.
If Barbie made an excavator Barbie, he would want it,
He'd
right?
be it.
Okay.
What do you know about parades?
That some trucks give out candy and some trucks don't.
Why would a truck not give out candy?
I don't know.
Wait, so how do they...
Come on, why are you asking me these questions? Do I look like the person giving out the candy?
Wait, so how do they give candy out? What do they do?
Roll them out of the cans.
What?
No, for real. What?
What they do?
What did he say?
Throw them out of the cab.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And do you catch it with your hands?
No, they throw it on the ground and then you have to get it.
That sounds wild. Do you know what the name of the person that leads a parade is called?
What?
The Grand.
He sounds so bothered by you right there.
He is so sick of my stuff all the time, Steve.
Right? He's like, I'm busy right now playing my excavator.
He sounds like a teenager already.
He does. Danny's like, I'm getting closer and closer to the teenagers.
Let's not talk about that.
The Grand Marshal.
Oh, I knew that already.
You knew that?
Oh, yeah.
So you know how my show, the Daily Mig Show on the radio, is going to put on Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade next weekend?
Short?
Yeah, it's going to be a really short parade. It's not going to be very long at all. But you know what we don't have yet?
What?
A Grand Marshal. What would you think if you were the Grand Marshal of the parade?
All right, Danny, what do you think he's going to say?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be so stoked to hang out with us.
Because he sounds it already.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got to talk to his agent.
He's unsure.
That's true, yeah.
What's in it for him?
How much he's going to get paid for this.
If you got to lead the parade, if you were the first person walking in the parade.
I don't know.
Would you be excited?
Yes.
Do you want to be the Grand Marshal of our parade?
No!
Why not?
Okay.
That's a good turn.
I really thought we were getting... I was making some headway there.
I respect how you were hyping it and building it up, and then you just... Nope, I'm out.
I got doing that until I'm 59.
Until you're 59?
Yeah.
Well, how old are you now?
5.
Oh, we got to wait a while until he's going to be the Grand Marshal?
59.
Is this an old person job?
Apparently so.
How many more years until you're 59?
I don't know. Like 60, I think.
So will you be our...
Okay, he's clearly listening to our show too much because his math skills are right on par with mine.
He's as great at math as I am, for sure.
So will you be our Grand Marshal in 54 years?
Yes.
What about on Saturday? What if I ask really nicely?
Still no.
Oh, crap.
Danny, back to the drawing board. We can't get a hold of Tyler Lockett.
As the great Barrett once said, this is why he's sick of you.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, so what do we do? Do we force him to be the Grand Marshal?
You're his mother. That's up to you. I'm not getting in trouble.
Apparently, he's out. We only have a couple days to get this together. I thought this was going to be a shoo-in.
Can you try and, like, maybe up the ante? Yeah.
Like, offer him something? You want me to bribe him?
Oh, like you've never done that before.
Only every day of my life. If I will you, yeah, I'll bribe him. I'll
buy
see what
him
I can
something.
Do.
Get him a green hat or
I'm
something.
I'm always buying him things, Steve. He's so spoiled.
Go to the dollar store and get like a St. Patrick's Day top hat out of paper.
All right. That's what I'll do. I'll present him with a costume and see if it changes his feelings
about
it.
We are so effed.
So we don't have a Grand Marshal, but what we do have is a new quarterback for our Seattle Seahawks, Steve Miggs. Yesterday, the Seahawks signed Sam Darnold. Should we be excited?
I believe the crowd went mild on this one.
There are already jokes about him seeing ghosts. We're going to talk more about this at 7:20.
The Daily Miggs Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yesterday, ESPN broke the news that the Seahawks do, in fact, have a new quarterback. Here is the report with former NFL quarterback and ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky breaking it all down for us.
We do have the breaking news we've been waiting for. Sam Darnold is, in fact, headed to the Seattle Seahawks. 3 years, $110 million.
I know they're laughing. Like, I get it, because that's a lot of money. But, I mean, still, I think a lot of us Seahawks fans would say, like, I don't know if he's the answer, but it's not that bad of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, I mean, the guy was 14-3 last year with the Vikings.
$55 million guaranteed. First, Dan, your reaction to this move?
Love it for Sam Darnold. Incredible story of a guy that just consistently persevered. Opportunity presented for himself.
Seahawks are not strangers to that.
No.
It's weird, the parallels. Geno Smith, kind of the same story. Both of them were on the Jets. Things didn't go well with the Jets, and then they went off, and here they are.
Feels very familiar.
Yeah.
Clint Kubiak's the offensive coordinator in Seattle. He runs the very same system that Kevin O'Connell does in Minnesota, so I love that. If I'm Sam Darnold now, it's like, okay, who are you getting at wide receiver? The offensive line is a below-average unit right now. So,
and that's putting it nicely.
Below average.
It's red rotten.
Epic fail.
And I'm getting, I don't know, I'm watching all these different offensive linemen getting signed and wish, hey, John.
Don't forget about us, guys.
You just signed this guy who's not as mobile as Geno. I mean, you kind of need protection.
Yeah.
You're leaving a very different, at least cocoon of what you had in Minnesota. Again, the scheme is going to be lateral, but they're going to need to try to build the proper people around Sam Darnold. I love Sam. He will not be the same player in Seattle unless they try to replicate what he had in Minnesota.
Which is surround him with a good offensive line and some good receivers, and those are two things that we absolutely need to do. I mean, JSN's a great receiver, but he can't do it all by himself.
No. And we must build.
I know we love Jake Bobo, but I don't know if Jake Bobo is your number two.
Well, if you were on social media at all yesterday, you probably saw some jokes going around about Sam Darnold, and one in particular about him seeing ghosts. So the backstory on that, back in 2019, when he was on the Jets, he had a really bad performance versus the Patriots, and he was mic'd up on the sidelines and said he was seeing ghosts.
Here's Sam Darnold on the mic.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good.
No. He's just getting sacked and beat up. I mean, he was 11 of 32.
Ooh.
He threw four interceptions in that game. And that I did not know the backstory to that because I wasn't really paying attention to Sam Darnold until yesterday for the most part. And then all of a sudden, all these ghost jokes came up. I'm like, what the F does that even mean? So, okay, I get it. I even came across like a Gardner Minshew. Is that his name?
Yes.
How you pronounce it right? He went off on the fact that the broadcast aired that of him on the sideline. He's like, look, we agree to be mic'd up, but that's not cool to, you know, to show that audio, play that audio and make this guy look like a fool. Like, he's having a rough game, and here you guys are just playing this audio for everyone to laugh at him.
I just wonder if any of the, like, paranormal, you know, activity people were like, we got to talk to this guy. Tell us more about these ghosts.
I mean, this is the perfect town for him. There's lots of ghost tours.
Absolutely. Also, this was from the Instagram page BR Gridiron. They did a hilarious little animated short of Sam Darnold showing up to Coach Mike McDonald's door.
Oh my God, I can hardly contain my excitement. They're going to be so happy. You've won the Sam Darnold sweepstakes. Congratulations.
Oh.
I mean, yay!
You hate it.
No, no.
You hate it.
I mean, I think, though, that's the best option that they could have went with. And I'm not even like, I was like, I mean, I don't know if Sam Darnold's the answer, but I mean, I don't think there was a better answer out there.
Yeah. I mean, it just feels so, we were doing the Geno Russell thing for so long. You know, mm-hmm. This just feels like a really unique opportunity, I guess. A unique opportunity, Steve.
I just hope they start spending some money to get an offensive line, because I mean, that's just not going to be a pretty sight. If, like, you know, a lot of people believe that at the end of the season, the reason why his performance kind of started falling apart was that the offensive line started getting hurt, and he was getting, I mean, Geno got sacked a lot, like 50 times. Oof. Sam Darnold got sacked like 48 times.
Yeah.
So it's I think towards the end of the year, his body was just beat down. So I mean, if John Schneider's going to make all these big trades and take all these big chances, I hope that he's willing to spend some money on a good offensive line. Otherwise, I mean, he might be in the hot seat.
Protect this man.
Please.
Rockaholics, do you consider yourself to be a true music aficionado? Do you know all things rock and alternative rock? If so, call in now. The number is 206-803-ROCK. We want to put you to the test after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Mix Show.
The music website Loudwire has put together a list of bands whose second record was their best record. So we grabbed a couple, and we want to put our listeners to the test, Steve Miggs. We
okay.
have a few rockaholics on the phone.
And they say that they're true rock and alt-rock aficionados, so they should be able to get these.
Yes. The way this is going to work, we're going to play one of the bands on the list and go track by track, isolating each of the instruments, starting with drums and then adding as we go along. And then you have to guess what band and song it is. Easy peasy, right?
We shall see.
Matt from Puyallup, we're going to start with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Matt, who would you say is, I mean, it's a tough question. I'm sure the answer could change every day, but your all-time favorite rock band?
Probably Judas Priest, to be honest.
All right.
Great choice.
Well, this one definitely is not Judas Priest, but although they put out some great records, but let's see if you can figure it out. I think it's pretty easy, but we're going to start with the drums. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And we'll just go track by track until we hit that chorus. So let's see if you can pull it off before the vocals kick in. All right, here we go. You got it, Danny?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll add a little bass.
Oh, that's Nirvana.
There we go.
Yeah!
Do you know what song?
Yeah, is it In Bloom?
It's not, but I can see how you would think that. It's the Kraken theme song, Lithium.
Lithium, yeah, my bad.
The Yeah, Yeah, Yeah song.
song. I like that. Well done, Matt. You passed the test.
Right on.
Right on, my man. Thanks for listening. And some argue that their third record would be their best. I go back and forth between In Utero and Nevermind. But, I mean, how do you argue? You put out Bleach. Bleach was great, critically loved, but not a lot of people were buying that album because it was kind of like a relatively unknown band. And then all of a sudden, Nevermind just changed the musical landscape.
Changed the world.
It really did, and pissed off many hair metal bands.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
Well, we had a Matt. Now we're going to have a Matthew from Monroe. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
All right, who's your all-time favorite rock band?
Oh, boy. I had to say toss up between Floyd and Tool.
Great choices.
Definitely not going to be one of these bands, but let's put you to the test and see if you can figure out what band this is. We'll start with drums again.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, this is
He's sounding it out in his head. We'll give you some bass. Maybe a little guitar?
That's Foo Fighters.
You got it! Just in time!
I just don't know the name of the song. My worst, I know every Foo Fighters song, seen them in concert, but I can't actually name the titles of their songs.
Well, this one he says My Hero a lot in it, so...
Very true.
Matthew, I'm with you though, man. Unless they say the song, the name of the song repeatedly in the chorus, I'm like, I have no idea what the name of the song is.
Yeah, I'm terrible for that. I really am.
And that's another one where, like, the debut record was great, but it was the Dave Grohl show. I mean, he pretty much played everything except for a couple of things where he had a couple of friends jump on some instruments. And then the second album's where it just really came together. He got the band, mainly the guys from Sunny Day Real Estate.
Oh, yeah.
Every song on that record's phenomenal.
I mean, the debut record was definitely my favorite, but you can't argue that The Color and the Shape was, like, next level. And now we have Brandon from Bremerton who wants to play along. Hi, Brandon. What's your favorite band?
Morning, guys. I got a straight fastball on Pearl Jam right there for alt-rock.
That's
right.
And you know what? I would have argued, I love the first record, of course, you know, which is why is it 10. It's just brain farting. But I think Versus is my favorite of all the Pearl Jam records, and that's their sophomore album.
Nice.
All right. Are you ready for this one? We're going to start with the drums, and you got to figure out what band it is.
Sure.
All right. Here we go. We had a little bass. Darren's got it. How about a little guitar?
I got it.
Oh, Interstate Love Song.
Boom!
Nailed it.
Stone Temple Pilots, baby.
Well done, Brandon. Nice. You passed the test.
Everyone got it just before the vocals kicked in.
Yeah.
Never mind, I didn't get it.
What did you think it was?
I thought this was Pearl Jam.
That would have been hilarious. Well, some would say. So Demo Pilots were trying to say. I don't know if this was my favorite of all their records, but this was the record that I never owned until streaming.
Oh, really?
It was just when I was a kid, I couldn't afford every album. Back in our days, you had to go to a record store and you had to fork over your $12.99 and buy a record.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't afford it. And so my parents were like, just like handing out money for me to go buy albums. So like, I only knew the singles.
Sure.
And I thought they were good, but like, I was more about Core, their debut album.
And that's a big deal trying to follow up Core and Purple. I mean, it seems to be a lot of fans' favorite.
And then just life happens. And eventually when now he had like these streaming services, I'm like, you know, I should listen to Purple. I'm like, man, I'm like 20 years too late, but this is a freaking awesome album from beginning to end.
Filled with toe tappers.
I could totally understand why they would say that the sophomore album's their best.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve today? He has a current record of 68 wins, 35 losses, and 19 ties in 2025. And I hope you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the next game. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.